I wonder if the writer of Psalm 33 had been out camping when this was composed. You can imagine a happy group of friends gathered round the campfire, feeling good now that they had everything set up and they were now ready for a meal and a good sing-song together. The writer imagines the camp surrounded by angels, that's verse 7, keeping everyone safe from fear, surrounding each one with the caring presence of God. As they pass round the food from the campfire, they pray a kind of grace before meals as they sing, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." The writers of our song must have had some fun as they composed this song, with every line beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's called an acrostic psalm. Strangely, there is no direct reference to God in this psalm. Instead, we are given three reasons for offering a prayer of thanksgiving. First, God is watching over us, verse 15. Then, God is near to the brokenhearted, verse 18. And thirdly, God has answered us in the past by delivering us from many fearful experiences. That's verse 4. The writers realise that they deserve absolutely nothing. They are the lowly ones who are to bless the Lord at all times. Very much like Mary later on in her hymn of praise, the Magnificat. As our verse 3 puts it, "O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt God's name forever." At our weekend liturgy, our psalm links back to the dramatic reading from Acts about the freeing of Peter by an angel, freeing him from Herod's prison. It reaches forward to Peter in turn doing significant freeing himself when commissioned by Jesus as the rock on which the church is to be founded. Peter is given the keys to bind or set free. These joyful readings are so appropriate as we celebrate the solemnity of the feast of Peter and Paul. Psalm 33 is indeed a great campfire song on our journey through the liturgical year, especially when we gather for sacramental food, camping around God's altar.